This is a gentleman who was raised in Cape May County. Consider that one. Raised in Cape May County, and his father had a bar there for umpteen years. Was a big mover in the Republican Party for umpteen years. You would always see him because he would wear a crazy hat when they came in for whatever was going on. So, Mr. Malucci, nice to have the pleasure of your company.
Here I am sitting with Pinky Kravitz again. Hey, Pink, you look great.
Feel good, thank you, and it's nice to have you here.
It's great to be back. I smell the salt air. I was on Steel Pier today. The waves were breaking. I was with Anthony Catanosa, and Memorial Day's upon us. It's coming.
I understand. Somebody told me some of the parts of the Ferris wheel, but what do they call it? The wheel that's going to go up, the 200-foot Ferris wheel, we would say. That parts of it are already here in Atlantic City.
Anthony said 30-some-odd crates are coming, floating in from Italy into Newark. I don't know if any of them are here, but they're on their way.
Somebody told me they saw one over the weekend.
You might be right. I missed that. We were on the east part of the pier, and waves were breaking. It was kind of funny out there today. It was great. Anthony Catanosa, I've known him 40 years. Steel Pier, I mean, how do you get better than that? That's iconic.
Well, he's done a great job, and the nice thing is he is putting this together, and once he gets that started on the other side of the pier, which is the uptown side, the Garden Pier side, he's endeavoring to put in a roller coaster.
You know, I miss the roller coaster. I know he's putting $14 million into the Ferris wheel.
Right.
And it's heated and it's 12 months a year. So you may 1 year...
Air conditioned and heated.
Isn't that beautiful? I grew up in a family business, and my dad always put money into the business. But what Anthony and his brothers are doing there is phenomenal. It's really something. And AC, I believe, is on a comeback. And I know there's no better pitch man for AC than Pinky, but... Here I am. I could be home right now, and I'm here because Atlantic City excites me. I'm here because I think Atlantic City is on the comeback.
Well, without a doubt, because if you look at what they're doing at the Bass Pro Shop, a lot of the local naysayers, when they predicted they're going to do 1 million people over the year, or they predicted they were going to have 7,000 or 8,000 people, and 2,000 came, but the very next day, 1,700 came. The very next day, 1,700 people came walking in on their own throughout the entire day. And almost every day, they've reached that 1,000-part mark. And it is just amazing to me to see this as we start to see this community transcend.
I think we're definitely on the road up. I see my friend Bart Blatstein at the playground, the old pier shops. Bart always hits a home run, and that's going to be big for the community. I was at the Tropicana today. Beautiful facility, and they put money into it. I think here I am out at Borgata, which continues to amaze me. I just think there's a lot to offer here. 26 million visitors, approximately 13 million that go to the Boardwalk or Beach. That's a lot of people. And I like what's going on. I really like what's going on in AC, and that's why I'm here.
All right. Hello, you're in Pinky's Corner over at WND. Good afternoon.
Hello, my name is Nick. I'd like to comment on the gentleman that purchased the Revel.
All right, go ahead. What do you want me to do?
Okay, Mr. Pinky, I've been listening to your show for a long time. You're a great humanitarian, and you do know a lot about what's going on in the city. I can't understand what's happening with it seems like they're giving the gentleman a hard time every which way he turns, like about this generator thing that produced the power.
Well, if you saw the latest news, the bank, Wells Fargo Bank, is willing to put up the money so he can get 2 weeks of electricity and heat and air conditioning, whatever he needs, that the building will be able to run during those 2 weeks. After that, I don't know what will happen. So I'm sure he knows, Mr. Straub knows what he wants to do. Whether he can do all he wants to do remains to be seen. But he is striving to do something. Now they have made a big step forward for him to help them in this. So let's see what he is doing. I understand that his attorney, and there's a piece in the paper today, where his attorney said they'll wait and see. They're in the midst of discussing what's going on, what the offer is, and if they will accept it.
Okay, because Wells Fargo, they wanted the money from the $82 million.
Well, that's money that they received, a portion of that.
Okay.
So that's no more. That money has already been paid by him.
Okay.
So that's paid. They can do with it what they will. And if Wells Fargo wants to use $300 million in order to get this thing started so that the building remains in good condition, why, and hopefully we'll be able to work out a deal with ARC, whatever it may be. We're hopeful that they can resolve it and get this thing started, because there are 3,000 people that are sitting home today that will have an opportunity to go to work the minute he said we're open for business.
Yes, that's great. I hope things work out.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. It's a privileged call. Thank you.
Thank you. You are in a very strange business. Why don't you tell people what you do?
And I will. I just to expound on Glenn Straub and Bart Blatstein, new money in town and Bass Pro Shops. We got to do everything we can to help those three do whatever they're trying to do, because it's new money, it's vision, and I want to see all the local politicians and the state, Steve Sweeney, who is from my hometown, good friend. I want to see them help these local or this new money stream in Atlantic City, and I want to see Glenn Straub succeed.
All right, but we all do. But now tell me what you do.
What I do is really interesting. If you go to lsaus.com, I have 10 years in pro sports on the team side and 10 years myself as a hospitality broker. What I sell is luxury suites for one night. I'm a one-night luxury suite broker. Let's say Army-Navy comes to town Saturday, December 12th in Philadelphia. It's my biggest event. I'll have 750 people that come to town from Washington, all over the country, and the Army-Navy game is one of the best events, patriotic. The planes fly over. The helicopters fly over. The cadets walk on. It's phenomenal. It's my biggest event, and we have it 2 out of 3 years in Philadelphia. I sell one night in a luxury suite where a small business guy can entertain at the highest level, and he's not on the hook for money that, you know, these luxury suites are expensive. So it's a one-night luxury suite experience for a small or budget-minded business guy, and it allows him to entertain at the highest level and build relationships with his best clients or staff.
Well, what do you provide him with?
What do I provide? I provide the space where they have this interaction for 3 hours without cell phones or other bothersome things. I provide, I'm kind of an event planner. The catering, I coordinate the whole thing, and I can do transportation. The reason that I'm here is I will be doing all-inclusive packages for concerts in Atlantic City for Live Nation. Our good friend Mike Grozier, who Pinky knows, my roommate from Villanova College back in 1981. He's the executive VP for Live Nation. And LSA, my company, will offer all-inclusive packages for select Live Nation shows in Atlantic City and Philadelphia, hotel room, transportation, prime general stand seat, food, beverage, and merchandise. These are things you can't probably get on a Saturday in the summer in Atlantic City. And that's what my company's going to do. We're going to provide an unbelievable experience for people to come out and entertain.
How do you advertise that?
Well, that's a great question. And here I am sitting with Pinky Kravitz, and that's a big thing for me. There's four ways of doing it. You have search engine optimization. You Google and you say, "Hey, I want to see Madonna AC." And the technology will allow someone small like myself to jump to the top of the heap, and LSA will come up, and you'll click that button, and there will be a menu of of different elements that we'll provide for you. So search engine optimization is big. The other thing is I've been at this a long time, Pinky. I'm 56 years old now, and I have a network of clients and other brokers that are looking for someone to deliver the goods, and that's what LSA and Phil Matalucci does. That's definitely the biggest part of it. I think I've been at this a long time.
Well, this is the first time, to my recollection, that you're doing something like this in Atlantic City.
And I think I dipped my big toe in with Bernard Hopkins' fight a few years back. And I think once you have the database of people that spend money for high-end entertainment, it's a little easier, maybe not the right word, a little, I'm going to use easier again, to sell them other events. And I have that clientele. These are people that buy Philly suites for $5,000. These are people that buy Eagles suites for $20,000. These are people, I sold 6 tickets for One Direction. I don't even know who One Direction is. $1,700 a ticket in the third row. So I tell people, and I say this jokingly, if you're looking for cheap tickets, don't call me. If you're looking for the best tickets, the best experience, then call Philly Phil AC, LSA.
How do you get them?
Oh, that's a good question. Wow. I don't know if I can answer that. Somehow, you know what? You deal with different people that own those tickets, and you pay the right price fairly, and you get them. That's how you get them.
Do these people, they have purchased these tickets, and you get to know who some of the people are that are buying tickets like this, and they look for someone like you that's going to buy a $500 ticket for $600 or what have you, or are there those who are in the business, or you get in with the people who are putting on the show, whether it's Live Nation or anyone else, and because of your connection with them, they're willing to sell you 100 tickets or whatever it is that you're willing to buy.
This is why Pinky Kravitz is still in front of the microphone. He asks good questions. That's a long question, and I'm going to answer it this way. Suite owners are like finding residential property owners. There's a tax book, and that's how you get listings. So suite owners, they're identifiable people. You call them and you say, do you really want to go to 81 Phillies games? Do you really want to go to 10 Eagles games? Why don't you go to 6 Eagles games? Let me sell 4, recoup some of your investment to help you pay for next year plus the catering. That's kind of my pitch for the suite owner side. Live Nation's a whole different baby. I think Live Nation is looking to provide a higher-end package with food, beverage, et cetera, and it's easier to outsource it to someone who's already doing that than to try to do it themselves. So I don't know. I hope I answered the question.
Yeah, that's the point. And you do this, but you also get individual owners of tickets that know if they can't come at the last minute that they can call you and say, can you get this sold for me?
Yeah, the World Series, which was what, 08? The World Series is a good example of that. It was a crazy, crazy time. We were paying crazy numbers. We moved a ton of tickets. And the answer to your question is yes. There are ticket owners who look to brokers to move their tickets and get paid. And it's all reputation, Pinky. When I tell you you have a deal, you're getting paid.
All right, we're going to break for the latest national and local news. We're glad to have you back with us. Phil Matalucci is with us. And those of you who are interested in the tips of anything, why, you can just give him a call and he'll be here. Okay.
LSAUS.com.
All right, thank you very much for coming by. I appreciate it. I'm down in Cape May County, where his dad owned a bar for many, many years. A lot of nice people worked in it. We'll be right back after you hear the national and local news in Pinky's Corner from the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
South Jersey's News Talk, 1400 WOND. Live and local radio.